So here we are at Rogation Sunday. It's a strange time this year where we can't actually walk round and be outside. Rogation was traditionally a time when Christians prayed for God's blessings on their crops and other aspects of their work on the land. The service was followed by a visit to various places in the neighbourhoods. And often this was combined with something that we used to know as the beating of the bounds. A very old custom from a time when it was important to know the boundaries of the parish. And in many cases, food and drink were supplied by the church or wealthy people within the village. Rogation today is an opportunity to combine prayer for God's blessing on our local environment and the fruitfulness of the earth within. Prayer for God's kingdom coming and God's will to be done. Dedication of places, animals and objects to God, remembering that they are already God's. It is our work with them that needs to be dedicated. And Rogation is about taking our prayers out from the church, our homes, and linking them with the outside world. Many of us find that the outside world is a special place, a godly place. A place where we are close to creation. So rather than a sermon as such, here's just some reflections. One with some questions with God answering, and then one just to think about from the wind in the willows. So some meditation. So God is like a farmer sowing seed. Does that mean that a farmer sowing his seed is like you, Father? Is it a holy thing to be a farmer? Is the production of food sacramental? Do you call men and women to this work, as you call priests and preachers to their work? And if the soil can stand for men and women, does it need loving care? Does it have soil rights? Is it a sin to destroy it and take away its life? Does it carry a shadow of the reflection of your image? And what do you think about the way we sow seeds now, Father? We don't just throw the seed about and hope it falls in the right place. We discourage the birds and those who would walk through our precious crops. We clear the stones away where we can. We poison the thorns and weeds. We drill the seed into the good soil and we make it better with fertiliser. We want all the seed to produce a crop. We want it to multiply 100 and 200 and 300-fold. We have to do this because there are fewer of us to do the work. And there are thousands, indeed millions of mouths to feed. And God answered, "My child, it is indeed a holy thing to farm my good earth and to produce food for my people. I call men and women to this work with such a strong calling that they put up with many pains and problems in order to follow their calling. And the soil has its holiness too, the holiness of my creation, which I have declared good, the holiness of the life it supports. I have long watched the changing pattern of your farming. I cannot applaud the lifestyle which throws away so much of the food that you produce. I cannot applaud the economics of greed and convenience, which demands so much transport, using up resources built up over millennia, polluting the air you breathe, giving unnecessary distress to animals you have raised and cared for. I cannot applaud the short-term measures, which destroy treasures and works of my art in nature, which can give you joy no money can buy. But you have done well to use the land and produce nourishing food. I am pleased that at least in your land no one need go hungry. Every day millions of people say to me, give us this day our daily bread. And farmers are part of my answer to that prayer. My prayer is that the soil and seed might be good for tomorrow's farmers too. My prayer is that the farmers will find a way to feel the world, that they can sustain for generations to come. My child, is it permissible for God to make a prayer? Can I ask my people to live so that I am able to give their children their daily bread? And whilst we reflect on that dialogue, something about the otherness that people find out in creation, in holy places. A reading from Kenneth Graham's The Wind in the Willows. On either side of them, as they glided onwards, the rich meadow grass seemed that morning of a freshness and a greenness unsurpassable. Never had they noticed the roses so vivid, the willow herb so riotous, the meadow sweet so odorous and pervading. Then the murmur of the approaching weir began to hold the air, and they felt a consciousness that they were nearing the end. Whatever that might be, that surely awaited their expedition. A wide half circle of foam and glinting lights and shining shoulders of green water, the great weir closed the backwater from bank to bank, troubled all the quiet surface with twirling eddies and floating foam streaks, and deadened all other sounds with its solemn and soothing rumble. In midmost of the stream, embraced in the weir's shimmering armspread, a small island lay anchored, fringed closely with willow and silver birch and alder. Reserved, shy, but full of significance, it hid whatever it might hold behind a veil, keeping it till the hour should come, and with the hour, those who were called and chosen. Slowly, but with no doubt or hesitation whatever, and in something of a solemn expectancy, the two passed through the broken, tumultuous water and moored their boat at the flowery margin of the island. In silence they landed, and pushed through the blossom and scented herbage and undergrowth that led up to the level ground, till they stood on a little lawn of a marvellous green, set round with nature's own orchard trees, crabapple, wild cherry and sloe. This is the place of my song dream, the place the music played to me, whispered the rat, as if in a trance. Here in this holy place, here if anywhere, surely we shall find him. Then suddenly the mole felt a great awe fall upon him, an awe that turned his muscles to water, bowed his head and rooted his feet to the ground. However we experience nature, perhaps today is a day to give thanks for all we experience of God in creation. When you look, may you see. When you search, may you find. and may God be there to warm you, to bless you, and love you, wherever you look. Amen.
Let justice in.